Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. I hope you remember we talked before about Acts 17, Paul's approach to the Athenians. And it is interesting to observe that when Apostle Paul was witnessing to the Athenians in Acts 17, he did not reject the word the Athenians used for God, which is theos. Paul did not tell them theos is a false god. He did not do that. It is important to notice that Apostle Paul used the common Greek word for God, theos. And of course, you and I know that the Athenians did not know the only true living God. I have to say now that the only possible translation of the word theos to Arabic is Allah. This is a fact. Some people ask, is Allah God? Actually, this question is not one question, not one issue. It deals with two issues. There are two questions here that we need to answer. The first one is linguistic. Can we legitimately use the word Allah for God in relating and witnessing to our Muslim friends? This is the first issue. The second question is theological, which is the character of Allah taught in traditional Islam. Is it the same as the description of God in the Bible? I will share with you my thoughts on these two issues. Please hear me patiently, prayerfully, and let the Holy Spirit guide you to what you believe. In comparing between the Muslim worship to God and our worship to God, we need to distinguish between two issues. One, the eternal being to whom we refer and present our worship to. Two, what we understand about the character and actions of that eternal being, of course, I mean God, in the two faiths, Islam and Christianity. So first, who do we refer to when we present our worship or our prayer? And two, what do we understand about the character and actions of God in the two faiths of the Creator? Let me say first, as monotheists, we both refer to the one and only Creator God. Okay, because in the Muslim heart and mind, when he prays to Allah, he is not presenting his prayers to a moon god or an idol god. Never. He is really worshiping and praying to the living eternal God who created humans and created heaven and earth. This is a fact. How do I know that? I know that I was born and raised with Muslims. My wife is ex-Muslim. I talk with thousands of Muslims who became Christians. And almost all of them say, we pray to the Creator. But unfortunately, we did not know the facts about God, because it is not taught in the Quran. Our Muslim teachers never taught us that God is love and never taught us the correct information about Jesus. But in their heart and mind, they wanna worship the Creator. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about understanding Muslims and sharing Jesus effectively with them. Now, the second issue is the actions and character of God described in the Quran is different than the Bible in so many significant ways. And we will talk about that in many of our future programs in details. The Quran, it speaks about the one creator of heaven and earth. Quran mentioned that God is the God of Abraham, who sent the prophets, such as David and Jesus. Yes, we agree about that. You need to know what we agree with Muslims about. Very important. As also you need to know what is the significant difference between us and them. However, one time Muhammad told the pagan Arabs, don't you know that Allah knows all things or knows everything? Well, we believe that. We believe that God is all-knowing, know everything. So Muhammad was referring to the eternal God. He was not referring to a moon god. Muhammad actually was admitting that Allah is the God whom the Jews and Christians worship. And he rebuked the pagan Arabs for worshiping so many gods. This is one thing we can give Muhammad and Islam credit for. They believe in one living God. One of the verses in the Quran addresses the Jews and Christians, the states, and do not argue with the people of the scripture except in a way that is best, except for those who commit injustice among them, and say, we believe in that which has been revealed to us and revealed to you, and our God and your God is one, and we submit to him. Surah 29, verses 46. The word Muslim actually means submit. Islam means submission to God. The Quran also adopted the name for God, the word for God, Allah, which is the same word used by Arab Jews and Christians. So the word Allah was not the invention of Muhammad. Because Arab Jews and Christians used the word Allah to refer to the creator God in the Arabic Peninsula. Hundreds of years before Muhammad was born. This is a historical fact. But now let me start mentioning a few significant differences about God in Islam versus the Bible. First, in Islam, God only revealed his will, but never revealed himself. In the Bible, we know that God revealed his will and revealed himself through the person of Jesus Christ. This is a major difference. Two, the Quran does not say that Jesus is our only Savior. The Word of God in the Bible clearly teaches that Jesus is our only Savior from the consequences of our sin. Three, the Quran never teaches that Jesus is God. The Bible clearly teaches us that God came to us through the person of Jesus Christ. Four, in Islam, Allah has 99 names. They call them the beautiful names of God. But not one of them is sacrificial love. Of course, we know from the word of God in the Bible that God is love. This is the most prevalent characteristic about God in the Bible. Five, Islam does not teach the triunity of God. Of course, the Bible teaches us the divine triunity of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. However, we need to remember that most of the Jewish people also reject the triunity of God, which is presented in the Bible. And the Jews who are not born again Christians reject Jesus totally. Yet, most Christians would say that the Jews worship the same God but just have incomplete knowledge of him. We'll continue next program. Let's do the most important thing. Please join me. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you, God, that you revealed yourself to us through Jesus Christ and through your word in our Holy Bible. God, we are grateful to you that you did not let us ignorant in the darkness, but you gave us your word, and you dealt with our ignorance and with our misconception with grace and mercy and love. Thank you, God, because it was your grace and your love that motivated you to be patient with us and to come down to our level to help us understand who you are. God, we admit today that we still need you to teach us so many biblical truths. We still need you to help us know how can we deal with Muslims effectively. God, today we ask you to equip us, equip our fellowship, your church, that you will use us for the salvation of Muslims. We surrender our lives to you, God, in Jesus' name. Join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is 1, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and 2, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages he inspires Sammy to share to equip his Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which he guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
If you remember, we talked about some significant differences between Islam and Christianity. And I mentioned to you that Islam does not teach the triunity of God. That's one of the big differences. And we'll talk more about these differences in future programs. But just for right now, I want to make a point that even though the Bible clearly teaches the divine triunity of God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, however, we need to remember that also most of the Jewish people reject the triunity of God. This is a fact which is presented in the Bible. And they reject Jesus entirely. The Jews who are not born again Christians. Of course, there are Messianic Jews that believe in Jesus, but most of them in Israel, all over the world, reject Jesus with a passion. Yet most Christians, most of us would say that the Jews worship the same God who we are worshiping, but just have incomplete knowledge of him. What I'm trying to say is, my opinion is, it is okay, it is correct to say that Jews, Muslims, and the Christians are monotheists. They believe in one supreme being who created them and created heaven and earth. However, in significant ways, they do not have the same understanding and teaching about who God is. There is significant differences and disagreement between Jews, Muslims, and Christians. Christians, I mean believers and followers of Jesus Christ. However, Jews and Muslims and Christians agree on some facts about God. We should not try to ignore or deny that. We do have some common ground, such as there is only one supreme being who created heaven and earth and created human beings. We agree about that. We agree that all people are sinners. I found many evidence in the Quran and according to the statements of Muhammad that proves that all people are sinners. And we can share that with our Muslim friends. We agree that there is a judgment day and people will spend eternity in hell or in heaven. We agree that God will judge all people according to their faith and, of course, according to their works. Also, we believe in doing good works, like helping the poor, and all of us should be against abortion and homosexualities and drug abuse. Just to show you some of the common ground, I have to share with you this terrific experience that I had last weekend. I was invited to speak at Calvary Chapel Orlando, Florida. I spoke there about 8-9 years ago, and they invited me to come back because I revised my book, and of course I have been growing spiritually in the past 8-9 years, you know, and in knowledge. And they told me, Sammy, why don't you come back? Before I arrived, I felt a strong urge to go directly to a mosque before I go to rest with my host family. So I text my host family, the man, Jesse, who was picking me up, and I told him, I want to go to a mosque now, before we go to your house. After we met, he asked me, aren't you hungry? I immediately replied, I'm starving. I am ready for dinner. And he said, good, my wife cooked a good dinner for you. I told him, however, I have a strong desire before we eat to go to a mosque. I will eat better. I will enjoy eating more if you take me to a mosque first. And he said, I always wanted to go to a mosque. And I told him, I have some books I wanted to give them to some Muslims. So Jesse was an awesome believer, and he loved the Muslims. And he said, sure, let's start looking for a mosque. I told him, let's pray. So we prayed for guidance, and God will use us. We drove, and we found a mosque that was closed. Then we drove more, and we found two Muslims walking. I asked Jesse to stop. He said, sure. So we stopped. I greeted them, salam alaikum, which means peace be upon you. Then they greeted me back with a smile. I asked them, where can we find the mosque? I want to meet some Muslims. I love Muslims. And they gave us direction to the biggest mosque in the area, perhaps in Orlando. And I told them, I wrote the book to help Muslims enjoy God's love and they know that they are going to heaven. If you like reading, I will be glad to sign my book to you. Immediately, they smiled, and the lady said, sure, I would read it. So I signed it, and I gave it to her. And we drove to the mosque. We entered the mosque, greeted by the guy that take care of maintenance, and, salam alaikum. We developed a good relationship with him, and they said, why don't you wait for the imam? And many Muslims started coming. I developed a good relationship quickly with them, and they told us, yes, you can wait for the imam. And I started giving my book to some Muslims who like reading. I always ask, do you like to read? They were happy to receive copies of the book. They invited us to stay, and they told us there is a big event happening tonight, helping Syrian refugee, followed by dinner. Why don't you stay with us the whole night? After we pray, the event will start. I asked Jesse, please let us stay, and he called his wife. He told her, most likely you are not going to make it to dinner. You can eat. After they prayed, while they were praying, I was praying that God will use us in a big way. I realized that it's a divine appointment. I asked Jesse to pray for me that God will give me a chance to be used in a powerful way. And then we entered a large room after the prayer full of young people, about 150 young people, men and women. I immediately texted my wife, Hala. I told her, pray that God will give me a chance to speak. To make a long story short, they gave me a chance to speak. I shared the gospel in a clear way. Let me continue what happened next program. Because before we end, I really want you to join me in prayer that the books that God enabled me and Jesse to give to Muslims in the mosque I wrote a book to answer the questions Muslims have about the Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable and convincing way to them without compromise. Pray that these books will spread among the people in the mosque and will produce fruits. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray, God, that the words you inspired me to share at the mosque, God, will bear eternal fruits. And the books that you enabled me to give will cause many Muslims to become born again. God, we depend on you to use us, God. Thank you, God, for giving us a chance to be used by you. In Jesus' name, we pray. My Muslim friend, God wants you to know, if you put your faith in him, that he died to pay the penalty for your sins, you will be saved right now. All you need to do is repent. You can pray this prayer after me if you mean it from all your heart. God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for Jesus, that he came to manifest your love and he came to save me from paying the penalty for my sins. God, I put my faith in Jesus. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. Jesus, you are my Savior. I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer, God. I believe in your love. I want to receive your love. I receive Jesus. Thank you, God, for helping me to understand. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know. Mm-hmm. And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.